This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Michael Rice has been superintendent of Kalamazoo Public Schools for the past 12 years. Soon, he will oversee much more as Michigan's superintendent of public instruction. What does that mean for education in Michigan? We're joined by Brett Geyer. He's a professor in Western Michigan University's Department of Educational Leadership, Research, and Technology. He was also a teacher, principal, and at one time superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public School District from 2006 to 2010. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
So what is your understanding of the job of the state superintendent of public instruction?
Well, I think that the state superintendent has increased in terms of visibility and power over the last decade or so. And they're primarily responsible for oversight of the Michigan Department of Education, which implements the legislation that is passed by the Michigan State Legislature. So they develop the regulations that school districts comply with in order to meet state law that is passed. In addition to that, the state superintendent is an advocate for public education and works with the state legislature to pass legislation that is hopefully in the best interest of all students. But I think that the position has become more powerful in the past decade and has an opportunity to influence public education.
A lot of people are looking at Michigan right now and noticing that, you know, the metrics we use, test scores, don't measure up well with other states. Is the state superintendent of public instruction in a position to influence things in such a way that can get better?
Absolutely. I think that the state superintendent is charged with knowing best practice and research throughout the nation, throughout the state, and is definitely charged with improving the education in the state of Michigan. I think that Dr. Rice has some incredible talents in data analysis and standardized achievement test knowledge, and will definitely do a quality job in raising Michigan's stature in the nation.
When you were the superintendent of a school district and you looked at Lansing, what were the things you wanted, you know, from that state superintendent of public instruction that you thought would have made your job better?
I think an understanding of what public schools at the local level are going through on a daily basis. I think sometimes the higher that one goes in state government, you occasionally lose sight of the daily grind, if you will. And when legislation is passed, oftentimes it's not clean legislation, and the implementation or the impact is not what you had originally thought it would be. The Michigan Department of Education and the state superintendent are charged with ensuring that it meets the spirit of the law, but also that it's practical. And I think on a number of occasions, there were times where I wish Lansing was a little more quicker to understand the effect of the legislation or the regulations that were put into place and the actual effect that it had on the local school district, and to clean that up faster or enact more quality legislation and regulations.
How hard do you think it is for someone in one position, the state superintendent of public instruction, to represent so many school districts in Michigan, because they vary in terms of their size, in terms of the demographics, in terms of the income of the people who reside within them?
I think that a lot of that comes from the experience of the superintendent making sure that they have had the experience of being at the different levels of education, whether that's simply a teacher all the way through being a principal and a superintendent. I think experience carries that quite a ways. I also think that the character of the individual being willing to talk and to listen to people, to be involved in community groups and organizations, and not necessarily isolate or silo themselves in the job, but to listen. I know that Brian Whiston, the former superintendent of the state of Michigan, was very active in site visits and touring the state. I think it's very important to have the concept of servant leadership, and within that means to listen and to visit and understand the different environments and different cultures. We can even see that in a district such as Kalamazoo, where different buildings have different cultures, and to understand that there are individual differences even within districts, let alone the state, that we must have an understanding of and be willing to listen to all of our constituents.
Do you think that Michael Rice will likely benefit from the fact that he has been a superintendent, you know, here in Michigan now for 12 years? He's been on the ground. He understands some of the things you're talking about there, that regulations and laws come down from Lansing and then school districts have to implement.
I've had the opportunity to be in a number of meetings and conversations with Dr. Rice, and I don't think that the state could have selected a better individual. Michael Rice is extremely intelligent. He is very much a listener, and understands the challenges and dynamics of public education. I think he will be an outstanding advocate for marginalized populations, and will bring forth ideas based on best practice and research that will benefit all children in the state of Michigan.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Brett Geyer is a professor in Western Michigan University's Department of Educational Leadership, Research, and Technology. He's also a former teacher, principal, and was superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public School District from 2006 to 2010. We're discussing Kalamazoo Schools Superintendent Michael Rice taking on the job of State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Michael Rice, it was mentioned by members of the Board of Education who voted to hire him as Superintendent of Public Instruction that they appreciated the fact that he pushed back on some state policies. Do you think that that is something that, that people out, you know, in districts around the state would appreciate, even if it isn't concrete policy, someone using the bully pulpit and saying, you know, you've put something on school districts here which is going to be very hard for them to implement?
I think that in my time getting to know Dr. Rice, that's probably one of the best qualities that he has is when that line is crossed, that children or students may be harmed or policy that is not in their best interest has been implemented. He will be an advocate and he will stand up first and push back. He does so in a very intelligent way, in a very thoughtful way. He knows how to leverage appropriate political angles. But when it comes to what's best for students, he will stand up first and articulate that and advocate very, very strongly for them. So I think that the state of Michigan should be very pleased in the fact that he will advocate for all students and do what's best for them. I say that without reservation.
There's a lot of different actors when it comes to education policy. We have the state legislature, we have the governor. Of course, the federal government has its own mandates and regulations, et cetera. Of course, local school boards are also involved. So how does the state superintendent work into that? You mentioned earlier that you thought the state superintendent had become more powerful. Does that mean that the state superintendent is somehow taking power away from others?
No, I don't think so. I think they are just simply using their position appropriately. The state superintendent obviously leads the Michigan Department of Education and is a strong representative at the Board of Education meetings. And boards of education in states are becoming stronger, and in many cases, they are the ones that are resistant to educational policies that might not be in the best interest of students, or they are the vehicle by which legislation gets implemented that may not be in the best interest of students. So to have people on the board and the superintendent that are strong advocates for kids, I think is very, very important. The state superintendent is kind of the liaison between the board and the legislature. Obviously, he will be discussing a lot of education policy with legislators and the governor and so forth. But he is also a conduit between local school districts and superintendents and the state government. To have someone like Michael's stature and his ability to advocate and articulate for kids in a quality manner and to be able to listen to what's happening in the field, I think is a real benefit to public education in Michigan and certainly what schools are trying to do.
Given what we know about education in Michigan right now, test scores that leave the state ranked somewhere in the bottom fifth of the country, troubles with things like graduation rates, et cetera. How big a job is Michael Rice taking on right now?
Well, I think he's got a big job. The whole dynamic of education has been taking a beating, if you will, over the past 10 to 15 years. I think I read an article the other day where something like 60 to 70% of teachers would not advocate somebody going into the profession. That's pretty alarming. A lot of that has to do with how education has been viewed by different state governments and legislators. I think where the state superintendent can assist with that is the vision that he or she has for public education, the knowledge of where testing can be beneficial. I would not rule out testing entirely as a bad thing. It certainly has its benefits, but we have to understand how to use that, what it means, and that these tests that are done in snapshots shouldn't necessarily be used to measure what a school district does the entire year. So I think Michael will definitely bring a sense of balance to what should be done, what is best practice, and how this gets reported out. Obviously, with the pushback that he led in Kalamazoo Public Schools when the state was threatening to close some schools down in the district, I think the state can be reassured that he is not going to advocate for an unfair examination of schools. When we look at accountability and the way that that gets reported out to the public, I think he will absolutely lead a fair, balanced approach to evaluating schools and providing them assistance to become better. He has led Kalamazoo Public Schools, obviously, to with schools that have been challenged. He has he's led the opportunity to increase improvement there, and that has happened. So I think he knows how to do that. I think he will be a good advocate for schools that may need assistance and how to get assistance to them.
Brett Geyer is a professor in Western Michigan University's Department of Educational Leadership, Research, and Technology, also a former teacher, principal, and superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public School District. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast. through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. You can also find the podcast at WMUK.org and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.